Mary Jackson, 2/25/49/4/27/2024. This 75-year-old debilitated woman is being seen today for possibility of end-of-life care, period. New paragraph, patient has a history of dementia. In the past 2 months, she's become quite confused. She's used to be oriented to person, but has changed to the point that she's no longer oriented to person, place, or time, period. Her confusion is increasing. She's now spending 16 to 18 hours a day in bed. Period. Originally social, she's from Louisiana. She's single. She has 2 children. She used to drink and smoke, but quit smoking and drinking years ago. Period. Medications reviewed. Social. Other social potential. She used to be in the food industry and worked in different cafeterias and such. Review of system associated with increased symptoms of dementia, with weight loss, decreased weight, agitation. Protein, calorie, malnutrition, weakness, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency. Surgeries, she's had a bullet wound to the abdomen and she's had multiple surgeries because of that. Allergy, not COVID immunizations, up to date. Family history is not available. Patient's hospital records have been ordered and are pending at this time. On exam, her O2 sat 92% on room air. Pulse is 88, respirations 18, blood pressure 130 over 90, heart positive, one positive, 2 lungs, clear, abdomen soft, skin shows decreased turgor, oral mucosa is dry, patient is also showing severe muscle wasting at the upper lower extremity and temporal wasting, patient has a diaper in place, neurological, no lateralizing symptoms noted. Assessment, 75-year-old debilitated woman currently in hospice with senile dementia, with change in her status in the past month associated with increased confusion, spending more time in bed, ADL dependency, history of status epilepticus, positive history of seizures on new medications for seizure disorder, cannot rule out new stroke, bowel and bladder incontinence, ADL dependency, weight loss of over 5 pounds on top of 7 pounds in January, period. Patient is started on appetite suppressant at this time to help with increased appetite. Part of the problem is she's having issues with aspiration now and severe sundowner syndrome, period. Patient family would like for patient to stay at the home where she's at and to cut down on her travel back and forth to the hospital. And to be cared for at home till she passes. Thank you.